Welcome to How We Grow, an essential playbook to grow and scale your vacation rental business with advice and insights from the best in the biz, with your host, Lynell Gordon. Welcome to the Vacation Rental Show. I'm Lynell Gordon, your host, and I want to introduce you to a very special guest today. He is a data guru. He is one of the best in the business. If you want to know anything about data, Tim Woodward is a great person, a great place to start. Tim was the CTO at Local Social. Currently, he's a strategics innovation manager. He works with Inhabit, and he is just brilliant. And when it comes to understanding the industry, I just want to give you some information about Tim and why I think it's important that we hear from him. So Tim actually has helped develop and has been the main developer on several different statistical analysis tools for the vacation rental industry. So he understands what goes into the back of the stats, what is on the front of the stats. And the best thing about Tim is he is able to take this data and break it out in a way and explain it to us in a very layman's term as far as, Tim, where are we up? Where are we down? What do we need to think about? So Tim Woodward, my favorite data guru, thank you and welcome to the Vacation Rental Show.
Thank you, Lynell. Happy to be here and talk about this. This is my favorite subject to talk about, and that's data and market stats here. So I can preface it all with, it's very good and encouraging. You still have to consider, even though we're completely past COVID, you just have to look at everything that went on in the market. And we're really probably going into the first full year of what I've been calling kind of a market correction. And that's where just everybody was like, we can charge more, so let's charge more. If you weren't making money, you weren't doing it right. I mean, you didn't even have to try, and you could beat your last year's numbers. Last year, and even in the end, a little bit of 2022, people really had to focus in a little bit more. And, you know, people were using pricing tools and stuff like that, but they really started to embrace a full revenue management strategy where it's not just, well, am I pricing it right? But it's, how do I manage my inventory and price my inventory and look to fill things? And what's my overall strategy to get bookings, tying in marketing? And yes, pricing is a part of that. So as people started to adopt that, you know, with the first quarter of this year, we compare against last year and we try to see what are the units that are on the market. We're not counting bookings. People trick themselves into counting bookings all the time. And I always give somebody, would you rather have 3 7-night stays or 5 2-night stays? You know, of course you went to 3 7-night stays because that's more nights. But if you're counting bookings, the 5 would be better.
And do I really care about any of it if I have 5 $100 bookings or 3 $2,000 bookings? Isn't it all about revenue?
It's the revenue. I mean, at the end of the day, your measuring stick is how much money are you making? And you unfortunately can't measure how much money you made against your competition or against the market because you just don't have that information from everybody.
And we have homeowners that are poking at us saying they're the ones that are looking at the number of reservations as opposed to the revenue.
And that's some education that we've been encouraging people to start looking at. And when you get into something that's a full revenue management strategy, that's part of that strategy is just telling your homeowners, it's not how many reservations you got last year. It's how many nights you booked. How many paid nights did you have? And what was that average? And at the end of the day, did you make $60,000 or $80,000? From year to year, if you go up $20,000, they don't care how many nights it is. They see that revenue number. And it's easy to get hung up in, well, you made $20,000 more, but you had 10 less nights booked. And they're going to go, well, if you'd have booked those nights, I would have made even more. But that's part of the revenue management. You sometimes get more for less nights. And that's the strategy that I think a lot of people have really been adopting and going towards, and it's helped the market as a whole, because those rates were just able to be pushed up so much. You really just started to see those occupancy numbers, which is the two stats we really look at. You know, like I said, you can't compare revenue. So we look at the paid occupancy and we look at the average daily rate. And those two, you can't just chase one of those. You have to look at both of those in correlation, because from the first quarter of this year, the paid occupancy is up for each month of this year compared to 2023. At this point right now, each month is up anywhere from like 4 or 5%, up as high as 12%. So the occupancy is up. So people are coming back. But as a correlation, you know, so that more people are booking or more nights are getting booked, I should say, not people, but more nights are getting booked. But the average daily rate is down 5 to 6%. I think the highest it goes down is 8%. That's the market correction. And I say it's a positive because, I mean, still the end measurement is how much money you're making. And we can't tell you how much everybody's revenue is as a whole in the market and everything else. But the idea is, first of all, you need guests to stay. If you keep driving guests away because you're too expensive, then you have to fight to get them back. The fact that that occupancy is up says guests are coming back. That's a positive thing. The average daily rate being down a little bit is a good sign because I think that means that homeowners and property managers have kind of realized, look, we've pushed this as far as we can go without totally eroding our occupancy and our guest base. They're coming back off of that. And from the numbers we've seen of different PMs that have looked specifically, they're tracking on or ahead of where they were last year at this point. So the goal is probably to keep pace this year with where you were last year. And while you always want to grow, when you are at that peak, if you can stay at that peak before the next growth cycle hits, that's a good thing. So there's some years it's okay to match what you were last year, as long as it was a good year. The phrase I used a lot is the market correction, where it's just rates can't keep going up 5 to 10% every year and expect that occupancy to hold. Eventually, you know, and coming out of COVID, cruises, international travel, and everything else, those limitations opened up. People had choices. People also said, I haven't gone on a cruise for 3 years because I can't. Even though I want to go on a vacation, I'm going to go on a cruise. You had a little bit of that hit to the occupancy. Anytime you have a disruption, there's a correction in any cycle of anything. So I think it's positive what we're seeing. I think it's good. We've been seeing occupancy continually erode for the last year and a half. So I'm really enthused at that.
So we're looking over what's happened in the first quarter, and we see that the demand is there, but it's price sensitive, is what you're saying.
It's price sensitive. And I think this is where it's probably a little bit too, where you're seeing the revenue management versus like a pricing. Pricing is like, you keep your rates at a high point and you drop it at the last minute just as an automatic process. But a revenue management, it's truly understanding, what am I trying to rent and when? How can I rent it? When's the best time to rent it? Looking at that pacing window, the booking window, knowing when's the right time to book these homes. This is the best rate I'm going to get. Not trying to, as I always call it, play chicken with the high rate till the last minute and then maybe take a drastic cut.
So tell me what's happening with the booking window. What do we see with the booking window? When are people booking? How far out?
The booking window has been an interesting one. It's almost kind of fallen into two windows. And there's that 15 to 30 or 15 to 45 days that you're basically a month out. There's that like last surge of booking. But then before that, it's kind of in a lull. And maybe at like 90 to 120 days, there's another little surge. So you kind of get one wave booking maybe about 3 months out. And then it kind of drops off until 30 days before and it picks back up again. So instead of maybe like a gradual trickle down as inventory goes away and stuff, there's a surge and then it's just kind of flat no matter what you do to the rates. And then there's that last minute. I think that's buying trends of what people are doing.
Built by property managers for property managers. Streamline is a powerful software that gives managers enterprise level capabilities to drive more revenue and improve operational efficiency. Migrating to Streamline allows property managers to gain functionality while reducing the need for multiple vendors, improving flow by logging into a single system and reducing redundant technology costs. With Streamline, property managers achieve revenue lifts by leveraging our fully fledged communication center, reservations quoting system, revenue management tools, homeowner acquisition CRM, and powerful direct OTA connections. Streamline also has industry-leading trust accounting and report capabilities to give you clarity in an overall company performance. Learn more about Streamline Vacation Rental Software at streamlinevrs.com.
This would be an interesting thing to look at. That second booking window, when we're looking where they're closer in, are they still booking 4 and 5 bedroom homes at that time?
You know, we haven't dug that deep. I think that's one of the things we want to look at is what's going on in those windows. Cause I would also be curious to see like what's the average daily rate in that first window of like 3 months out, 4 months out versus that 1 month out. I know there's going to be a different rate, but I don't know if it's a huge percentage of difference or it's close that, you know, they're not having to come off of it. I know specifically when somebody's looking at their own inventory, they obviously are going to know that. But as a whole, I don't know what the market's doing on that.
So we were talking about the first of the year, the first two quarters. Now let's look at the last two quarters. What trends do we see happening towards the end of the year?
This is the really exciting part of this. So summer-wise right now, I'm glancing like my occupancy is up 3 to 5% for the summer months of June, July, August. My average daily rate is basically like 1% down. So my ADR, it's almost the same as last year. And I've got more occupancy. So if you can take something from that, it might mean, again, that's obviously heavily influenced with summer markets, but maybe the people that were getting those off-season markets, they're not willing to pay quite the same rates as they have the last few years because there's other options. But summer-wise, you know, everybody seems to be holding pretty close to their rates from last year. So that summer has been able to maintain that.
So if I have a couple of weeks that aren't rented, somewhere in the 16 weeks of the summer season that we have going, should I hold my rate or should I lower my rate 7% and fill up?
I think you need to look at each week. I mean, a great example, I was just going over this with a client last week or the week before. And, you know, I told her, it's like, look, you're summer, you're killing it. You're beating your market by like 10%, except for the week after Labor Day or after Memorial Day. And I said, did you try to keep your rates? Did you step your rates up too quick after Memorial Day? And she's like, yeah, we were trying to tuck that in. She's like, that's our 1 week. Cause that 1 week, they were down like 5% with the market. I'm like, how do you beat the market the whole summer? I said, so you're aware of it? And they're like, oh yeah, we definitely know what's going on there. We've got a plan to address it. We wanted to be aggressive. So it was intentional. They wanted to be aggressive and see if they could get that. And they'll adjust for it next year. And again, I keep preaching the revenue management, but that was part of their strategy of, can we maybe push these windows? So as far as, like you said, with discounting and stuff, that may be part of their solution for that week. But you have to look at each of your weeks. Don't just say, oh, my summer's down 3% and do a discount for all summer weeks. Likewise, it's anything with your inventory. That should be a common practice for everybody. You and I have talked to people about this before. Of look at your performance and maybe where you're down or what's going on. Maybe it's just your 2 and 3 bedroom homes that are down. So do a special for 2 and 3 bedroom homes. Don't discount your entire inventory because maybe you have 2 6-bedroom homes left and you're not giving somebody a 10% discount when you didn't need to do that because they were going to get booked.
Right. I remember Scott Leggett talking about that strategy years and years ago, talking about that strategy and pricing along the Outer Banks. So that was fascinating. So overall, it looks like there's a shiny picture happening for the end of 2024.
I feel like if you're working at the clients that are working the things, going back to some of the things that they've not done before, like marketing, past couple of years, last year excluded, you know, the last 4 years, you just had to show up and you could be successful and outperform the last year. Now you're going back to those things. You're going back to the marketing services. Look at your brand, look at your image, look at your guest experience. And we haven't even touched the other side of things like your fees for linens, cleanings, early check-in, late check-outs. I know that's always a favorite of ours, you know, different ways that you make revenue without it being based off the rent that maybe can help add to your company's overall profit without it being just through the rent. You know, those extra services you can offer. There's great things out there that I can talk about all day, but I'm not going to turn this into a commercial.
Well, Tim and I have always talked about, we have powwow sessions on how to make more money. That's our passion, is making more money for property managers. That's one of the reasons that I love this podcast so much, because we're looking at how to grow, you know, how to grow our company.
The end of the year, I think those that are doing those things and looking at those things, on a whole, they will end up better than they were, or at least where they were last year. I think if they're doing that, that's a call to get involved in this stuff. Don't just sit there and say, oh, we've got a pricing tool. It sets our rates. We're good. You've got to market. You've got to look at all your services you offer. See if there's more things you can do. Evaluate those things. Those that do that will be at a good point. Those that don't will be the one pulling some of the averages down a little bit. But I think on a whole, I feel like this year right now, we're on track to probably hold par and stay where we were last year. We kind of do some internal summaries of like each quarter, and we have up arrows that we think stats are up or down, or we flat. Most of ours generally, we're kind of saying flat for the year.
So tell me this, do you see a huge difference between the East Coast and the West Coast?
Well, I mean, Florida drives a lot of it because it's just, and Florida and then North Carolina. I mean, those are the two bigger players. And we're looking at this from a professional standpoint. And when you get more of the West Coast specifically, you can get a lot more that it's people with an Airbnb or they're managing three units on their own and they're not professionally managed. So our stats may not always follow what like you see from an Airbnb or a Vrbo with the industry, because that's lumping in everybody that does that. You have to remember, we're looking at this from a professionally managed space. Usually anybody that's using any sort of an industry PMS and has probably at least 5 to 10 units in their inventory. So there is a difference. You know, regulatory issues is really starting to push on some of that. I mean, Florida's got some looming stuff that's a little bit potentially scary if it goes a certain way. And California's just enacted stuff where you have to disclose stuff that's really not that big of a deal. But at the end of the day, it's not changing how anything works. It's just being upfront about it. But it gets a lot of people worried. And that stuff may become federal stuff. And you mentioned Scott, regulatory. I'm working with him on all times with data and what's going on in areas. So I think that's kind of one of the bigger drivers to things. And I mean, that's always when I talk about this, kind of a call to action, that just because something's not going on in your area, don't assume it's not going to happen in your area. It's coming. Someone's going to want to limit something or take money from it. So be ready, know what's going on, stay engaged.
Tim, thank you so much for coming. I'd like to have you come every couple of months and chat with us about what you see in the industry. So thanks again for coming.
You're welcome.
This episode of How We Grow is brought to you by Streamline. To find out more about how Streamline can help grow your vacation rental business, visit streamlinevrs.com. Make sure to search for How We Grow in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. On behalf of the team here at Inhabit, thanks for listening.